Although rivers did not overflow here, this part of Iowa was hit by heavy rains that damaged newly planted crops and left some fields too wet to work. Mundaman, Iowa farmer Milo Roughcorn says some of what he planted earlier was damaged by water.
This would have been probably planted the end of April, and it's behind. I mean, you can see how uneven it is where the water stands. Of course, it stunts the growth.
But he says the prospect of a higher price has sent him out to plant some more.
I hope it's not a false optimism, but yeah, there's more incentive, I must admit, with the price of the grain.
Neighboring farmer Larry King says profits from higher prices may be limited by higher input costs.
The problem is, as prices go up, well, then our inputs go up as well. So fertilizer's gone up, fuel has gone up.
He says replanting this late in the season will also limit his yield per section of land.
I'll probably get 25 to 30, 35 bushel planting around this July 1 compared to 45 to 65 bushel.
Another factor pushing corn prices higher is the use of the grain for ethanol. Even before the recent floods, higher corn prices had caused livestock feed to jump in price. Texas Governor Rick Perry says the higher costs are driving some of his state's ranchers out of business, and he's asking Congress to reduce the ethanol mandate by 50%.
And although ethanol and the renewable fuel standard mandate looked like a good idea 5 years ago, it's no longer a good idea. It's hurting America. It's hurting our families.
Brian Jennings is vice president of the Sioux Falls, South Dakota-based American Coalition for Ethanol, an ethanol industry advocate organization. He says several independent studies have shown that ethanol-driven demand has only a small impact on corn prices.
Ethanol's role in food price inflation is about 2 to 3%. That means about 97% of the food price problem we have today is something other than biofuels. Now, primarily, this is a function of the record high energy prices that we have.
He says it's too soon to say if a shortage of corn caused by the floods will affect ethanol producers.
It's something we're watching very carefully. No one can control Mother Nature, of course. Hurricanes and flooding wreaked havoc for the oil industry, you know, in 2005 with Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. And so these things do happen. We cannot control them, and we're concerned about what the consequences might be.
No one knows more about the whims of Mother Nature than farmers. It continues to rain in some parts of the Corn Belt. Rain is necessary for the plants to grow, of course, but too much could flood the fields again. Milo Roughcorn keeps hoping for a good crop that will meet market demand. High food prices may trouble consumers, but he says not many worried when prices were so low farmers were struggling to get by.
Even though we've seen this market get a lot more in tune with where it should be here recently, I don't think we've seen that drastic of an effect on the food, as a whole.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture will come out with an initial assessment of the corn crop on June 30th and follow up with another one in August. Those reports should provide a clearer picture of how much corn will be available at harvest time and what the prices will be. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Mundaman, Iowa.